Okay, good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 15th of June. I got a lot better with you, Scott. I've not got a day or date wrong yet. I've got Well, good morning, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, Ian. How about yourself?
Yeah, it's 24 hours to D-Day, isn't it? So I'm just going to enjoy my last day of not having a kid in the house for causing riot. Sam's still baby proofing and shopping and doing everything else that's going on. But yeah,
Amazon will love you at the moment.
we'll see what tomorrow brings. Well, I must have fitted about 40 flipping what do you call them, cupboard locks over the last couple of days. And then Sam keeps going, "Oh, we need to make sure he can't get in there, need to make sure he can't touch that." So it's
You even
blind.
done the staff quarters?
I've not done the e-swing yet. No,
Oh,
we
haven't
got to
you?
do
Oh, right, okay.
And we've got the latest thing today is blind cords. Got to
Oh,
get them all out of the way.
God. Oh, right, okay.
Curtain cords and blind cords all out
Yeah.
of the way. I think it'd just be easy to move out, to be honest.
I think so.
Right, a little bit of FTS admin before. Right, those who signed up to the Festival Trends for Ascot, I sent the preview PDF last night. If you haven't got that, or if you've signed up since then and haven't got it, drop me an email. I'll get it to you ASAP. The selections for day one will be out just after 11, so about an hour and a half from now. And then that will be the same daily, so the qualifying selections. I guess I'm pleased, but I've had people ask me to do a Royal Ascot blog, Scott. I said I wouldn't have time to do one. A few people, a little bit put out. So, you bastards, basically. I will do a Royal Ascot blog.
They add to the entertainment. I always follow them myself.
Right, well, I will do that. So I'll get those out before the 2:30 race, and then I'll do it daily. It just means I've got to get up another hour earlier. I might as well not go to bed, mightn't I?
Well, it's all right. After tonight, you won't be sleeping so well anyway, so.
And summer school, I put up video two. For you, I did email out and tweet it, so hopefully you've all seen that. Go and do that, fill in the exercises. Feel free, I'm gonna tout myself. Feel free to say on Twitter whether you're enjoying it or whatever, let me know. Again, I don't zero feedback. I wonder whether I'm talking to myself at times, Scotty boy. It's good to have you around because I know I'm talking to somebody.
Well, I can, I'm in the summer school and I'm really enjoying it so far. And people know me well enough that I say it how it is. And if I thought it was rubbish, I'd be polite about it. But I'd say oh, it was not actually that great for me, Ian. But no, I've really enjoyed it so far.
Done.
So,
Do
from
video.
what I've read, people are getting a lot of benefit from it. So,
Good. Did you look at video two last night?
I didn't get the chance because I've been researching for today.
Ah, that's fair
But
enough.
that is this morning. I will be looking at that.
We haven't got a 2 o'clock game, so you can crack on with that
Yeah.
before the 5 o'clock kickoffs. I've even had singing requests, Scotty boy.
Yeah, but is that for me
I mean, we did have one last week, didn't we? I actually forgot on
or you?
Kelly's birthday. I forgot that Kevin had actually said to me if we could sing an aha number, and we didn't. I forgot all about that, so I do apologise, Kelly, but they're crap anyway.
I like them as well.
But I know, yeah, you said when we had this conversation before when Kelly said she liked them. I've also I have thought of a song actually because Fonseca is now. I've got this in my head. I'm mental and I can't get rid of it. Fonseca is now almost certainly going to be Spurs manager. He is now 103 on Betfair,
Flip.
so that's pretty much done. And you know the song, "Here Comes the Hot Stepper, Murderer." Here comes the hot stepper, murderer. You
Oh,
don't.
yes, I do, yeah.
I keep singing to myself. I'm out walking the dog this morning, singing, "Here comes the Fonseca. Who is that?" I can't get it out of my head. See, so I'm just
God,
writing.
I hope you don't get in mine.
Here comes the Fonseca. Who is that? And Spurs fans are making me laugh because they're convincing themselves that this is the guy for the job. When the guy's quite clearly about the 32nd choice that we've got to.
Yeah.
Spurs fan. And I understand the get behind the team. I've got all that. I'll go on day one and I'll be cheering the team. But I'm not under any illusion that this man is not the right man for the job. He is about 32nd choice. There's nothing on his CV that makes me think everything that Spurs are really bad at, defending, beating teams above him, he seems to be equally shit at. So I can't see any way that this is going to end in harmony. I would imagine 18 months will be the max. But yeah, here comes the Fonseca.
When Levy was trying to get season ticket sales, Fonseca's name wasn't the one being used at the time, was it?
No, I mean, I online trade will confirm. I don't even think he was on the list. You've got people like, I think some people who are even dead were on that list at some stage. You had people like Harry Redknapp and that on the list still. I don't think this guy was on the list, but there we go. I've also had, have I said this? I don't know, recipe requests. So I've got to do a quick recipe, Scully boy, and then we'll get into the football.
That sounds good.
Obviously, we're coming into hot weather. I had a really nice email yesterday from a student, actually, who said that student limited cooking, he's enjoys the recipes and they've helped him out over the last year. And you don't think of things like that when you do it. It was a sort of lockdown filler, all being extended another 4 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah. Another
4 weeks, we can't do anything. It's going on forever. To be fair, and I'm no Boris fan, as he said, he did say the earliest date. He didn't say it would be June the 21st. I think the public grabbed that. He did just say the earliest date.
Yeah, that's true.
But we'll see what happens. I've got far bigger things to worry about than whether I can get out my front door at the minute. Right, so we are going to do, this is one of my favourite things for the summer. Obviously, we've had hot weather, a little bit of good time to get the barbecue out, but you can do this on a stove as well. I think we have a few whiskey likers on FTS, so this also fits in. We are going to do, and this is lovely if you like pork chops, Bourbon barbecued pork chops. Really good. I love pork chops. I'm telling you now, do not buy them from the supermarket. Absolute shite. Go. There's some really good online butchers. Hook and Block is a really good online butcher. Sherwood's. And they do barbecue boxes. You can create your own. They're always doing special offers. You'll get a proper pork chop. Nice, thick, inch thick cut, rather than that crap you buy down Morrison's or Sainsbury's. So Hook and Block, really good, excellent. I use them all the time. So what you want, quick ingredients first. We want a spoon of olive oil, a couple of garlic cloves, tablespoon of chili powder, pinch of cayenne pepper, 250ml of ketchup, about 200ml of Jack Daniels or a similar bourbon, about 50-60ml of black treacle. Tate and Lyle do a black, they do their golden syrup, but they do a black treacle. Similar amount, 50-60ml of cider vinegar, couple of tablespoons of dark brown sugar, some Dijon mustard, just a couple of teaspoons, and a splash of Worcester sauce. Basically, just heat the oil in the pan, cook your garlic until it's, don't let it go brown, but until it softens. Then add the chili powder and the cayenne pepper and just cook that off. And then pretty much pour everything else in, your ketchup, your bourbon, your molasses, your vinegar, your sugar, your mustard, your Worcester sauce. Stir it all together and just let it simmer for 12, 15 minutes and it will thicken up, and season it with some salt and pepper. Then get your nice thick pork chops, either out on the barbecue or on the, or if you're going to cook them on the pan, cook them on the pan. Get them on the barbecue and get them started so you get a bit of colour in them. Then start to brush the glaze on them. Don't put the glaze on and then cook them. Let them get a bit of colour on first. Then just brush some glaze on out of the bowl, out of the saucepan, keeping it warm. Just keep doing that, turning it. You know, people tend to leave meat for too long, turn it. Pork chops should be pink on the inside, not flipping cremated. I think I was brought up in an era where everything was cooked to death. And we had it when we took flipping Kevin Kelly to Heddon Street, and he wanted his ribeye steak like cardboard, which sucks, he ended up eating. pork chops should be pink, about 60, 62 degrees in the middle with a meat thermometer. So baste them, just keep cooking them, but don't overdo them. And then you can serve them up with a nice salad, a few new potatoes. And you've got your glaze that in the pan that's left that you can add a bit at the end. Absolutely fantastic. I love pork chops. I think they're a fantastic cut.
I love pork chops.
But don't overcook them. And somebody's just asked now about, while we're doing this, about can I do the US Open as well? Anything else? Why don't I just, I'll just do the whole sporting calendar, sit here all day. We could just like We could just like keep this going for 24 hours, like a radio show.
Yeah, and get some charity involved. Yeah.
Just never sleep, just sit going through 24-hour sport. US Open, I have had a quick look. I'll have a look. What day is it today? Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll have a look. We'll have a look at the US Open. I'll do that in tomorrow's podcast. And obviously the golf guru will have his. Right, so we've done the chops. We've done the here comes the Fonseca. Who is that? Right, we ready to go, Scotty boy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Right, so let's look.
I'm good, but I'm ready.
From the halfway line, it's chic. From the halfway line, it's chic. From the halfway line, it's chic. What a go. I mean, the Scotland, obviously for me, the 1.5 paid nicely. Was good odds. I think it was like 1.89, 1.9 the first entry. I'll be honest, all the hype of Scotland, and I did say I wanted them to win, and they're great to have them there, but they're fucking shit, aren't they? I mean, not, and I don't mean it insultingly. The pool of players is limited. You know, the centre forwards, the lad from QPR, I think. Some of them just look so out their depth. You've got to remember this.
Yeah, final third where it showed, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've got to remember this was only the Czech Republic. It wasn't a great side that they were up against. I mean, amazing the second. Both goals were good. The header was really good.
Yeah, it was.
The second goal, you know, he's unlucky. The lads, Hendry's taking a shot, it's ricocheted. But people are saying the keeper isn't at fault. He doesn't need to be that far up the pitch.
Well, I said to you, I thought he was a mile off his line.
I know keepers do play higher now. They used to sort of sit on the edge of their box, but the guy was nearly in the centre circle. He doesn't need to be that high up. But it was an amazing finish. Just the bend he got on it was...
It started so far out, didn't it?
Yeah, incredible. But yeah, as you said, Scotland were just blunt in the final third, weren't they?
They look better with Adams, Kay Adams from Southampton come on. I don't know why he doesn't start. I'm sure he will next game because he did improve things, the link-up play. But they just were, like you said, they were just lacking when it came to the finish.
Yeah, you just saw, just for me, just a real lack of quality, you know. Just poor, I thought. Genuinely, I think they have absolutely no chance against England. I know people are going to try and build that up because of the rivalry, but if Scotland beat England, it is I'll get a job type sort of one. I just thought they were really... I mean, they need to go and nick a couple of players from somewhere, you know, like Spain shoehorned Laporte in from France. They need to go and somehow find some rules where they can get a couple.
Yeah, and Mbappe's got some... distant Scottish heritage or something.
I mean I did say last week they're about 5 years from being the Faroe Islands, and you just look at the channel of players where they're picking from and the standard, and you know that's why they haven't been at a major tournament for 23 years, and I can't see it getting better. I don't mean a rain on their parade, but I just thought they'd be poor yesterday. I just thought lack of quality was there for all to see. You know, even players like Robertson, when he had that chance, I just thought he really took it poorly.
He was right at the keeper as well, wasn't it?
You know, you just need a bit of quality at that time. You know, this is a lad who plays in a top side. And I will happily declare now, Scotty boy, we both were on the wrong end of this one, that Spain will not be winning this tournament. I'm fairly confident, despite all the sort of hype what's the manager's name? I've flipping forgot the manager. Luis Enrique saying that they're there to win it and could be a surprise. I can't see anything with Morata up front winning anything. It was like he had his old Chelsea shirt on. I just thought, again, you know, 419 passes, I think it was, first half, which was a record. All looked pretty. And I said to you before we came on, I said to Sam, I just had a feeling then at half time that it was going to be one of those games where we weren't going to see goals. When he was clean through, he didn't even look at the goal, missed that clear. I just had a feeling the writing was on the wall. And actually Sweden, you know, were the team that should have scored. I mean, Berg has to score that at the far post.
And Isak, or however you pronounce it, should have scored in the first half, shouldn't he?
Yeah, and I mean, like the one that hit the bloke's leg, hit the post.
Yeah, hit the post and landed in the goalie's arms.
Yeah. But I watching that Spain performance last night, it just reminded me, and I'm not having a go at another thing, but it reminded me of when Arsenal started to decline. and lot of pretty football, a lot of trying to tap it in. Pretty much a lot of it was going down the centre of the pitch, centre of the penalty box, just always trying to play one or two too many extra intricate passes rather than, you know, get it wide, get it in. So I think both teams, Scotland and Spain, it was just blunt, wasn't it? Blunt up top, I think.
Yeah, it was.
And obviously for me, I Scotland was cancelled out by Spain. You, I mean, we had two or three corners in the first few minutes. You got up to six corners at half time. And then the second half was, well,
stroll.
Yeah, another one. You felt you could watch it for another 45 minutes and there wouldn't be a goal. And Sweden defended. You know, they threw themselves at things, to be fair.
Yeah.
But there weren't that many clear-cut chances, were they? Even, you know, a guy at the end has to score with the header.
Yeah, he does.
Right in front of the goal. But Pedri did look good, and he will look great.
Isn't he 18 or 19? Yeah,
he's gonna look great in a Spurs shirt. He is going to look fantastic.
He was excellent.
Yeah, no, he does look. I haven't watched a lot of Barcelona this year. I know he's. I think they said he's played. The only person who's played more minutes for Barcelona was Messi this year. I didn't watch a lot of Spanish football. I think it's moved to another channel now, isn't it? Premier.
Yeah, I don't get to see much of it either.
And so I haven't watched a lot of it, but he looked absolutely fantastic, I thought.
Yeah, for his age.
So that's that. We move on to today. And today we see the defending champions, Portugal, for the first time, coming out against Hungary. I said pre-tournament that they won it last time with only one win in 90 minutes, which I still, whenever I say that to myself, I still think it's bizarre that you can win a major tournament with only one proper victory, if you like. Hungary actually topped their group in 2016, which I didn't know until I looked at this. Hungary, they were in the same group in 2016 and Hungary topped it. And obviously with France and Germany in it, it is a really intriguing group. I don't like it when they start giving them names like Group of Death and all that nonsense, but it is a fascinating group. 3 points may well be enough for third place. You know, those third place spots be interesting. Portugal coming in unbeaten six games, as are Hungary, who, whilst are the underdogs, may prove a bit tougher than people expect, but they've got a couple of injuries. And when you read the potential Portugal team, it does read supreme talent. You know, Dias at the back, Fernandes in midfield, Bernardo Silva, Ronaldo, of course, Jota, who I think is a fantastic striker personally. Yes. The manager's got some nous. He's only had four defeats in 56 games, competitive games. Personally, I don't see that tally being added to. I think Portugal will win. At 1.46, they're not a bet for me, though. The goal line's looked about right. Got a feeling it's probably going to be a... He doesn't really throw caution to the wind, the Portuguese manager, Santos. So I think it's going to be a low-scoring one, maybe. So I couldn't find a bet I liked enough to get involved in this one, Scotty. First half under 1.5 looks to me probably the best bet of the match on prices, but I'm going to keep my powder dry and probably watch Portugal scrap out a 1-0 victory. But I don't know how you see it. Whether you see it different to that?
After yesterday, while I wasn't very brave, I am being a bit braver today in the two games. So I have to see. But as far as this game, Hungary, they've qualified their second Euro Championship finals in a row after doing the same in the 2016, and that ended a 30-year wait to qualify a major tournament. They've never beaten Portugal in 13 attempts, drawing four, losing nine, and failed to score in five of the last six v them. They do come into the tournament unbeaten in 11 and scored a first half goal in four of the last five. As for Portugal, Portugal are trying to emulate Spain and win back-to-back European championships. If they do, they would be only the second team to do so in the history of the European Championship. They've got out of the group in all seven of their previous Euro final appearances. Interesting, though, despite that, they have failed to win in their last five opening games at major tournaments since 2000. So that's interesting. So they obviously, but as you said, they draw a lot of their games last time, didn't they? Since 2019, Portugal have lost just once, and that was to world champions France 1-0. Portugal's run of 11 Euro final games without defeat is the second longest sequence in the competition's history. As far as selections, well, going for the obvious, Ronaldo to score. On the exchange, it's 2.04. So I've taken that. S markets to go to. William Hill, bookie, only go 1.83, so the exchange is a place to be. I know he's 36 now, but he's still a goal machine. He's top scored in Serie A this season with 29 in 33. He's the all-time leading scorer of Portugal. Obviously takes penalties as well. And he's scored 4 goals and provided 2 assists in his last 3 games v Hungary. So I think at even money and just above, I think he's worth a go. Because he'll be their focal point again. And with Jota one side and hopefully João Felix the other. And obviously he said he's got Fernandes in behind as well. So I think he's going to get plenty of supply. And I'm actually being a bit brave on goals. I'm actually going over 2.5.
Are you? Wow.
I am, yeah. Okay. 2.04 on the exchange. It's almost the same. S markets go 2 and Betfair Sportsbook go 2. Okay. Head-to-head is good. 6 of the last 8 have gone overs. Overs have landed in 5 of 9 here in competitive games. And 6 from 9 for competitive games for Portugal away, not allowing for friendlies. So I'm willing to give it a go, and Sporting Index go buy at 2.75, and that's been going up slowly. So it seems like people are getting more and more involved in goals for this match. So what I do need, though, is I think I need Hungary to score for this to land. I don't see a 0-3. But Hungary are pretty good at home for scoring, so...
Right, so you're going Ronaldo to score and over 2.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fair play. Good luck to you is all I will say.
Thank you very much.
Best of British luck to you. Could be a Ronaldo hat-trick. He could go off on a spring.
Oh, that would be nice.
You never know.
You don't want to score a hat-trick for our outright goal scorer, but yeah, but hopefully.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't, no. Right, okay. Right, and then the next game, obviously, is the cracker of the first round.
It is.
I think it's one we've all sort of been waiting to see. France playing Germany is the other game in the group. Definitely a game I'm going to try and watch this evening. I've got a bit of work to do, but I'm hoping I can get it done by then to see how these, two heavyweights of European football, shape up. France, obviously, tournament favourites. They were my pick, your pick. We're not alone. Many others pick. But this is a real tough game to start. This is, probably as tough as it gets. While Germany aren't the force of old, it is Germany. It's lads, it's Germany. They didn't do any favours for themselves in the last World Cup, I know, but they do turn up at the big events. Quite often when we haven't thought they're going to be good, they've turned up and won it. Lowe obviously is finishing after this, moving on. I think he's going to obviously want to make amends for that World Cup and try and go out on a high, so he will have a bit of extra motivation. On the France side, Deschamps is eyeing history. First one as a manager and player to win both. He wins this, which, some feat, to be honest. Actually, a little story about Didier Deschamps. There was a football trivia question I got asked years ago, because you almost forget that he played for Chelsea in the Premier League. It was back at the...
I hadn't remembered that.
Yeah, he did at the turn of the century, unless I'm making a complete plumber myself here.
I'm sure you're right. I just...
I think he played round about late 90s, certainly 2000, maybe 2001, around that time. But I got asked, I'm sure I'm right, because I got asked a trivia question, and it was actually about the top goal scorer. Who was top goal scorer in this season? And it then gave you some stats about the season. I'm certain it said Deschamps signed for Chelsea. The question was about the top scorer, but the top scorer that year was 7 goals clear of Alan Shearer. Shearer got 23 and this guy got 30. His team finished seventh above the likes of Tottenham, West Ham, probably Everton, can't remember who else. And that team are now deep in the lower echelons of EFL football. So going back to the millennium, somebody who scored 30 goals, top scorer, who do you think it would be?
Defoe?
No.
I'm thinking about Portsmouth and teams like that.
Yeah, he's just gone. It was Kevin Phillips at Sunderland.
Oh, right.
Answer to the question. I didn't get it at the time because
I wouldn't have.
I thought Sunderland was shit all the time. But yeah, Sunderland actually finished seventh. I think I've got this right. I'm sure people will look it up and cheer. I think Sunderland finished seventh in the league and he got 30 goals and was seven clear. Did finish above the...
He was a decent player, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, you just don't realise, you know, to be seven clear of Shearer. But just in that question, I know Deschamps was in the criteria for the year. So there you go. Anyway, on to this game. I'll do this, Scotty. I just get off track at times. I'm sure it's going to be a cracker. Both most certainly won't want to lose it with Portugal coming up, I'm sure. Deschamps has showed his intent in friendlies. He's played pretty strong sides going into it. Germany, obviously, on home soil. Limited crowd, admittedly, but how much will that? They've lost 2 of 6 coming into this. France have won 5 out of 6. No injuries. When you start looking at the players that you can have on the pitch, it just is fantastic. That's why I want to watch it. Varane, Kante, Pogba, Griezmann, Mbappe, Benzema, Kimmich, Gundogan, Neuer, Havertz, Müller. Oh, and it's just it's like a who's who of European football. I've got a sneaky feeling that France might nick it. I think it's going to be a cagey affair. Rudiger will get carded. Can France keep out Havertz, Müller, Gnabry? I mean, Gnabry's been a revelation. Can't believe he was at Arsenal and at West Brom. Tony Pulis wouldn't pick him. and he's gone from that to being, what, Champions League winner, 2 Bundesliga titles, or 3, 2 or 3. He embarrassed Spurs when they beat us 7-odd, whatever it was, a couple of years back. He was just fantastic. I think he got hat-trick that night. He just embarrassed us. So I think it'll be cagey, but I think Germany will score, and then I think France... I could see a sort of game where Germany take the lead and France come back and win 2-1. So I'm going to Dutch 3 scores here. I am Dutching 1-0, 0-1 and 1-1. Dutching the 3 at the prices available on Betfair at the minute works out that you'd win around 2-1. So if you stake £10, you'd win £20. If you just left it and one of them landed, that's £20 profit. I shall look for around 30% profit on stake. So if your Dutch total stake that you laid out is £10, and if you use software like BetAngel, there's a Dutching tab, you can just click it and it'll put the stakes on for you. On Betfair, there's a total stake thing you can click and it does it and you enter your total stake and it works it out. So if your total stake was £10, I would then look to lay £13 on whatever scoreline shortened up to enable me to have a £3 profit, 30% on my stake across the 3 scores. I only say that because I had a couple of texts and questions about how people do that. As I say, probably something, if I get chance tonight, I might even try and video that if I can. And then it just gives people an idea. So I do think we'll see a couple of goals probably. But I think we're going to see a slow start as they get the feel of each other. So I'm hoping that we get to a stage where ideally we're 1-1 late on.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And I can get out and then we'll see if one of them can grab a winner. But gun to my head, I just look at that French team. And I just think there's just too much. The more I look at it, I just think Kante for me is, I just think he's brilliant.
He is, he's fantastic.
Absolute. I just love watching him play football, although he plays for that other horrible blue mob. I just love watching him. And then obviously with players like Mbappe and Griezmann. Just a wealth of talent. The more I look at them, I just can't see how they don't win this tournament unless they absolutely cock up. But what's your views on the game?
Right, okay. Germany, prior to the World Cup, have reached at least a semi-final in all major tournament finals between 2006 and 2016. They are three-time Euro winners and never lost an opening game in the competition, winning 7, drawing 5. But they have failed to beat a team ranked higher than themselves in the last 11. As you say, it's Joachim Löw's last tournament. But they have got all three home games in Germany, so that's going to be a nice plus for them. They did lose to France in the Euro 2016 semi-finals 2-0. France, as you say, are the current world champions, runners-up in the last Euros, and a huge chance of going one better this time, and a chance to make history as the first team to be Euro and world champions at the same time twice.
Yeah, wow.
They're known to be strong starters, losing just one of their last 9 opening games at Euro Championships. Even though a game is in Germany, France are unbeaten in the last 5 v them in Germany.
Are they really?
Wow. Yeah, winning 3, drawing 2. If they do not concede today, that would be the 5th in a row, their longest run since June 2008. Since 2014 World Cup, France have always won their first match in the major competition, with each of those games seeing exactly 3 goals.
All right.
Which is what you've sort of said, if they do have to come back, it's going to be 2-1, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
As far as selections, I've gone a little bit different again, and it's a dreaded corners bet.
Here we go.
But again, like everything I do, the stats are there and the sound, but it doesn't mean that's going to transpire on the pitch. But basically, France, over 4.5 team corners, evens bet 365 and Sky Bet. Sporting Index go 4.5 to 4.8, so you need 5 to collect there. The last 20 away competitive games, they average 5.15. Against Germany, 4 of the last 5 played, they've got at least 5. And in what looks like it's going to be a good game, I think, based on the stats and the game that we expect to see, 5 or more or over 4.5, so it's nice and clear for everyone, for France, seems a good bet to me.
Right, so 5 or more corners, over 4.5. Best of luck.
Thank you.
No, I mean, it's one of them, isn't it? It's just, as with all this stuff, once you've said your piece, it's in the hands of the players and nothing we can do about it. I don't think anybody thought that second half was going to be like that last night. I just think, as I say, I think this will be a cracker tonight. And if they do get on the front foot, I think you'll land quite comfortably.
Yeah, I hope so.
I really am looking forward to it. I think it'll be a cracking game. It is added to the fact, if these two were in with a couple of dogs, it wouldn't matter. But the fact that they've got Portugal in that group, really does add to it, particularly if Portugal get 3 points in the afternoon.
Which we think they will. So, and they'll know that, won't they? So. Yeah.
Exactly. Neither of these teams can look at the Portugal game going, that's a shoo-in we can get. Even if we draw or lose today, we've got the other two. If Germany don't win this, they're going to be under real pressure to beat Portugal. Even to get one of the third spots, you're not guaranteed that in that league your team gets third spots, particularly when you look at teams like Slovakia winning yesterday. Getting 3 points on the board, it really is... It's going to be really interesting. I think it'll be a cracking game.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Right, so nothing for me in the first game. You're going Ronaldo and over 2.5. And then I've got the Dutch, the correct scores, 1-0, 0-1 and 1-1 in the Germany game. And you are going over 4.5 or 5 or more corners, to be clear, as I know some people struggled with that yesterday. 5 or more corners for France. In France versus Germany.
Yeah.
All right. As always, thank you ever so much. As always, guys, anything you do is at your own peril. And we'll be back as tomorrow sees the second appearance of teams, doesn't it? That sees us start on the second games for teams. So we'll be back to cover that for you tomorrow morning. As always, Scotty, thank you ever so much, son. I think you're enjoying these now.
I am really enjoying them. And thanks very much for letting me be part of it.
No, more than welcome. And I'll speak to you later then, my mate.
All right.
Okay, cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye.